For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. The Mendocino Complex fire in Northern California is now about the size of Los Angeles and the largest in the state's history. The hot, dry, windy weather is fanning the flames and making it more difficult for firefighters. CAL FIRE's Heidi Morris.
They can't fly today because of visibility from smoke, and it's still hot and dry, and the humidity is low.
Negotiations continue over the conditions for an interview between Special Counsel Robert Mueller and President Trump. The president's legal team is prepared to respond in the coming days to the latest proposal from Mueller, which limits the number of questions about obstruction of justice. But they still wanted to ask him those questions in person. The president's lawyers don't want any questions asked about obstruction of justice. You're listening to USA Radio News.
You remember how on the Phil Harris show, Frankie Remley always knew a guy that could get you a deal, that could hook you up? Guess what? I'm that guy right now, and I'm going to do that for you. You've heard me talk about for the last year how my sleep's improved dramatically with MyPillow. It really has changed my life. I want you to feel how great I feel. I'm hooking you up. If you go to MyPillow.com right now, you can get four pillows for about the price of a single MyPillow. How? Go to MyPillow.com, enter promo code USA, click on the four-pack special. You'll get two MyPillow premium pillows like I sleep on every night, two go-anywhere pillows that are travel size. You can take them anywhere. 100% machine washable, dryable, 10-year warranty, 60-day money-back guarantee. Try it. You don't like it, return it. Why buy just one when you can get the four-pack special? Use my discount code USA. Go to 1-800-951-8175. Use promo code USA and do it now.
President Trump, hosting business leaders at his New Jersey resort, says he thinks the GDP could top 5% by next quarter. He says his economic policies are working.
Through tax cuts, deregulation, powerful trade policies, and unleashing American energy, where we're now the largest in the world, we're taking our economy to incredible new heights.
The administration announced billions of dollars in new tariffs on Chinese imports. Hawaii's Big Island is feeling gusty winds and rain as Hurricane Hector approaches. The Category 4 hurricane was expected to pass less than 200 miles south of Big Island by tomorrow. A deviation to the north of the forecast track could bring tropical storm force winds to the Big Island late tomorrow. The Hawaii Emergency Management Agency advised residents to prepare an emergency kit that includes at least a 14-day supply of food, water, and other necessities. You're listening to USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
There's a shortage of 911 operators. USA's Rick Vincent reports.
If you're looking for a rewarding job and are good at handling stress, you may consider a job as a 911 operator. The national shortage of them has reached crisis levels over the past year. Christy Williams, director of 911 for the North Central Texas Council of Governments, says it's not a desirable job considering the pay and the work conditions.
The telecommunicator is the first responder, so they're hearing those life and death situations, and they're low paid and not very appreciated, and they work shift work, and they work on Christmas.
For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
Congress is debating a bill that could affect air travelers. USA's Chris Barnes has more.
The current law authorizing operations of the Federal Aviation Administration expires September 30th. While the U.S. House passed its version in April, the Senate Commerce Committee is still working up its bill, and consumer advocates see potential victories and setbacks among the provisions which could end in the final law. Some of the issues it could address include the size of airline seats and room between rows. The current version of the Senate bill would prohibit airlines from charging unreasonable ticket change or cancellation fees. The House passed bill bans airlines from bumping passengers from overbooked flights once they've boarded a plane. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.